In other world news, a ceasefire was due to come into effect today in eastern Ukraine following a deal struck in Munich over the weekend to halt fighting between government forces and Russian-backed separatists. Yet, as regional correspondent Stefan Boss reports, the prospects for peace in the region appear frail.
Questions remained early Monday if weapons stayed quiet across eastern Ukraine, where the population suffered in a conflict that killed nearly 10,000 people. The foreign ministers of Germany, France, Russia and Ukraine agreed over the weekend to use their influence to implement a ceasefire between government forces and Russian-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine.
Но в позитиве, таком небольшом, по крайней мере, как все сказали.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says that in a small positive way, the contact group has once again agreed to start a ceasefire and the withdrawal of heavy weapons to those places where they should be on February 20th. He adds, "We have actively supported this decision and expressed the belief that this time we cannot allow for failure. Let's see how the parties react to it." Dozens of people have been killed in recent weeks as fighting escalated between Ukrainian forces and pro-Russian separatists, especially in and around the government-held town of Avdiivka. German Foreign Minister Sigmar Gabriel acknowledged that previous ceasefire agreements have been violated, but expressed hope that international observers of Europe's security organization OSCE will closely monitor the movements of heavy weapons. However, the United States says it is disturbed by Russia's decision to recognize passports and other documents issued by Russian-backed rebel authorities in eastern Ukraine. The OSCE has expressed concern that this decision will undermine peace and hurt the chances for the ceasefire to take hold. Moscow says it made the move on humanitarian grounds, as people in eastern Ukraine face blockades and in many cases cannot receive social benefits, such as pensions, or have no adequate access to hospitals and medicines amid ongoing clashes. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.